So we just finished another outreach today, Thursday, July 28th, with the children. And here with me is...
Deborah Rasdale from Midtown Vineyard. And today we took pictures with the children and let them walk around and see how beautiful things are that would really catch their eye, trees and fruits and vegetables and whatever caught their eye that we were trying to instill in them, God's creation, God's beauty. So that's pretty much what we were doing with all of the children here from the Martin Luther King Center. And it's pretty hot out there today.
How's your experience? What do you think? Did that show you something
else? Well, you know, kids are spontaneous, you know, and I think they really enjoyed it because it seemed like, you know, not something they were used to, and they just really had a good time just pressing that button, taking pictures, whatever. They walked around, and we didn't tell them, well, take this or take that. They just pretty much walked around and chose the things they wanted to take. It was really good. It was really good. I really enjoyed it.
I'm David Pierce, and I helped some children take Polaroid pictures of God's beauty. And I kind of got to like see it through like a child's eye and how he would see it differently, like the perspective of them.
I'm Grace, and I went out with a kid to take pictures of God's creation, and it was very encouraging to see how happy the children were and how excited they were to do these.
I'm Lillian, and I was able to help a bunch of little kids get closer to God and take pictures of what they thought was, you know, God's creation, what they thought it looked like and stuff. And so, yeah, that was pretty cool.
So I'm here with Sarah. She likes to take pictures, and she had fun today. So, Sarah, tell us your experience with the kids today, and, you know, if God also showed you some things.
It was really, really fun, and I asked the girl that we were with today what her favorite part of the week was, and she said taking the pictures. She was very strategic in the ones that she wanted to take, the ones that she thought were the most beautiful because she wanted to take them home to her mom. So I think that this was really, really cool for the kids. Just seeing the beauty and everything, seeing the beauty in the flowers and the bees and looking a little deeper in the things around us was kind of cool. So
I'm here with Karen. She's the brain behind this creative outreach. So Karen, tell us, you know, what you see out there during the outreach, and also if God had shown you things also that you did not notice before this outreach.
I think it was really neat. The kids, I think, really, really enjoyed themselves. And I was surprised. I walked around last Sunday after church and tried to pick out things I thought the kids would take pictures of in case they couldn't find anything. But it was this, the moment we walked out the door, they just went into action, and then they just ran all around taking pictures. And I think I was more amazed at the number of pictures that were taken of trees, just looking up and taking pictures of the tops of the trees. And, yeah.
So this is really different outreach, you know. What did you see, you know, what's your impression as far as the kids' experience?
I was just really excited how interactive it was, how they were excited about it. And I think that they may notice more now. But also I was very pleasantly surprised at what they already noticed. I had one boy who walks to his school bus. So he walks past certain areas, and so he already knew of some beautiful things he wanted to take pictures of. So that made me feel good that they do notice.
So you do have maybe long-term vision, or maybe like what we talk about, strength, opportunity, weakness, and threat. Is there any opportunity for the future in this outreach?
Oh, definitely. I think we could take the cameras to the streets and just stop people and say, hey, take this camera right now and go take a picture of something beautiful, and then that would just have them look around and do it, and then we would post them on hashtag FindTheBeauty365. I just want that to grow.
So that's hashtag
FindTheBeauty365, so 365 days of the year.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Karen. God bless you.
Thank you.